Past Tense by Catherine Aird. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1.
"Certainly, madam," said the man in the black jacket and striped trousers, pen and notepad at the ready. "Now, how many would that be for?"
"I don't know exactly," muttered Janet, "so I can't tell you." She hated being addressed as madam. What she liked to be called by all and sundry was the friendly, familiar-sounding Jan, or even her proper Christian name of Janet. And after that, if the worst came to the worst, Mrs. Wakefield, certainly not by anything as formal as madam. This man was definitely not all and sundry. He was, in fact, the manager of the very grand hotel in whose lobby they were now sitting. His pen was still hovering above the paper, while he waited politely for her to continue.
"It's for a funeral, you see," Janet said awkwardly. She had already felt quite intimidated enough by the splendour of the Elmston Towers Hotel, without having to explain that she didn't even know who, let alone how many people, would be coming. "I quite understand, madam," he said, as a uniformed hotel minion approached their table with a tray of coffee. "Awake."
It wasn't a word she liked. Actually, it was one she had been avoiding ever since Bill's great-aunt Josephine had died, preferring instead bereavement reception, or even better, just a gathering.
"That's right," she said. "And would that be after a burial or a cremation?" he inquired.
"What difference does that make?" she asked curiously.
"Timing," replied the manager promptly. "Cremations tend to run to time, and of course we know exactly how long it takes for the mourners to get here from the Califford crematorium. It's a little different."